Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. And joining me from somewhere and deep in the heart of Texas is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here. I'm in Dallas right now.
In Dallas, deep in the heart of Texas. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, now I know that you were very instrumental in the open carry, permitless carry thing that has happened, that occurred in Arizona. And they were actually one of the early adopters of that when this whole thing began, weren't they?
Well, we always had open carry in Arizona. At least we were supposed to. But what we found is that the courts were not even applying the law properly. They were saying that if you had a gun on your hip, but it was on the opposite side of you from a police officer, that was concealed carry. I mean, it was crazy. And so a number of activists, and it's about, it's been that long, almost 15 years ago, said, we're not going to put up with it. And there were signs at the rest areas in Arizona that said no firearms allowed. And we said, there's no legal way that Arizona can ban firearms at rest areas. There wasn't any law. They just put these signs up. And so there was a protest held. It was like a barbecue, and all the media were invited to it. And it was at a rest area pretty close to Tucson, in between Tucson and Phoenix. And there was some radio shows, too, that were conservative radio shows. And they broadcast the protest and the barbecue. It was like an open carry barbecue. And the Department of Transportation, Arizona, just backed down. They just flat out backed down and said, we're taking down the signs. Thank you very much for bringing it to our attention. And so that's how we started reestablishing the right to open carry in Arizona. And I have to say that in my own small way, I went into it. Before that, I had gone into a Department of Transportation facility openly carrying, and they asked me to leave, and I said, no, I won't. You don't have any authority to ask me. And they were afraid I was going to file a lawsuit against them. So they backed down.
Right.
And they followed the law. Basically at the time, it said that if you want to tell somebody they can't carry in your establishment, you have to take possession of the firearm. And so eventually they took possession of my firearm and put it in a desk drawer. You know, I did my business in the wallet and got it back and left. But that, yes, even in Arizona, where the law was clear for decades, we had to fight. We had to establish that we had the right, that they couldn't do it. And then we formed associations and lobbied the legislature. And we made it happen. So, I have been involved in this for a long time. And what we have in Maryland is that it's legal to openly carry long guns there. And we had a young black man who wanted to protest against the government. Governor Moore particularly pushed for a very restrictive law that basically means you can't carry a concealed weapon almost anywhere in Maryland. And this young man, Jaden McAdory, he's only 20 years old. I mean, at 20, I don't think I had half his smarts or his acumen, but he's got more maybe experience from other people to base it on. But he started carrying a long gun. At first it was a shotgun, and then he started carrying an AR-15 type rifle. I haven't identified the model exactly of the rifle, but that's what it is. Pretty clear from the video of him. And he started carrying around as a protest against the government's action to basically violate Second Amendment rights with this very restrictive bill that they just signed, I think a week or two ago. And so he was doing this for weeks. I think it might have been for months. At least one source says it was months. And nobody paid much attention to him, which is a pretty good indication that open carry is not that big of a deal. And there have been many, many people who have said, well, a black person can't open carry anything. He'll just be gunned down by the police. But it doesn't happen. I mean, there are times where people have been shot, but they're very rare, and very often there's a lot of extenuating circumstances involved. And I watched Jaden in his interview, because what happened was, eventually, somebody said, hey, there's this guy out there open carrying an AR-15. And so, I think it's WBAL-TV, Channel 11, in Maryland, sent somebody out to interview him. And he was very polite, well-spoken, understood the law, and said, I've lived here pretty much my whole life. I really want people to understand. I mean no harm to no one. Well, I would say no harm to anyone, but he's 20. I'll give him a pass.
Sure.
And and he said he'd come out about twice a week to remind people that they have Second Amendment rights and to protest the new gun control measures. Those are supposed to take effect October the 1st, but there have been several lawsuits filed already, so there's a good chance they'll get a preliminary injunction. They have not gotten one yet, I don't think, but I think there's a good chance they will. So, the interviewer, this TV station talks to some parents and they said, well, they're scared because he's got an ugly, you know, he's got a bad gun and who knows what he might do, even though he's not doing anything. And one of them said, you shouldn't do anything that makes people uncomfortable. Well, see, there's a little problem. If your speech, if your protest doesn't make anyone uncomfortable, nobody's going to ever bother you about it. The only time you need protection for First and Second Amendment rights is when somebody doesn't want you to be doing it. And so he did it, and he's been doing it, and the police informed the school and the TV station, as I understand, that everything he's doing is legal, which I was a little surprised that Maryland couldn't figure out some way to come after him somehow. I'm very pleased that he has not been arrested or charged with some kind of disorderly conduct or, you know, stepping off the sidewalk outside of a crosswalk or something. I mean, you know, as somebody who's been in, been an officer at different times, if you really want to arrest somebody, you can usually find some reason to do so. But the police didn't do it. And they have done what they should do, which is respect his First and Second Amendment rights. And I find it outrageous. It's just bizarre. It's this two-tier system we have in justice in the United States, where some people, you know, are not going to be arrested.
Hang on for me. I was listening to the story. Once again, talking to Dean Weingard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this open carry protest going on in Maryland. Just a young fella taking on, I guess, the entire state by himself. Is that what it boils down to?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I do have to say that one of the parents said, oh, okay, you made your point. We're all scared. Now, don't bother us anymore. Now, what they're scared of, I'm not so sure. Now, of course, there's another take on this, too, is that people could say that because Jaden is a young black man and well-spoken, that nobody wants to mess with him. And that's possible, too.
Sure.
Now, what I found kind of odd was that this Democrat governor in a deep left state, Maryland is pretty far left.
Oh, yeah.
And he signs this anti-Second Amendment bill, and he's not happy that this young black man, Jaden, is protesting it. And he calls Jaden a coward, says he's doing cowardly things.
Hmm.
And here is Jaden, 20 years old, taking on the whole state, basically, and saying, I have rights, and you cannot take them from me. And I'll demonstrate that I have rights, and you cannot take them from me. And they call him cowardly?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty strong, bold, courageous thing to do, especially when the news has been pushed on us for the last how many, 6 years or something? That why any black man out in the open with a gun is going to get gunned down by the police, of course, right now. Because all the police are just aching to shoot young black men.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true, of course. That's just a fantasy that's been put forward by those who want to disarm us. And so I applaud Jaden, and people often, they are concerned that if someone does a strong protest like Jaden has been doing, that it'll make people mad. And then they'll do bad things to us. You know, they might pass a really restrictive law.
Hmm.
But that's already what's happening in Maryland. You're not going to make them madder. They're already mad. You know, it's like saying this elephant is trampling my village down. Well, don't shoot at it. You might make it madder. You know, it's just kind of silly. Now, if it were someplace like, say, maybe Michigan, it's kind of a swing state now. You know, at least it might make some sense to say, let's not make them matter. I don't think it really makes much sense ever because they're already mad and they want to take all our guns and they really don't care what we think that much. They think we're bad people because we don't want them to take our guns. Or they just don't like us because we have guns. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons. But it isn't a question of meeting on common ground. There is no common ground with somebody who wants you disarmed. There just isn't. They don't think you should have guns, and we think we should. So this Jaden is this part of this demographic of black people who are saying, yeah, we got rights. We got the same rights to have guns as all those white people do.
Right.
And we're not going to have you take them from us. So I think it's particularly effective what Jaden is doing. And the fact that the governor decided to come out against him shows that, you know, he's not all that concerned with what black people feel. Now, there's an interesting comparison here because I've read a number of articles about the Black Panthers in California in the 1960s.
Right.
And they did protests that were far more provocative than what Jaden is doing. Jaden is walking around on public streets. He has an AR-15. He's very careful not to point it at anybody. Well, these Black Panthers in California, there was a whole bunch of them. They were armed with things like pump shotguns and M1 carbines, and they were not nearly as muzzle conscious as Jaden, I don't believe, or as careful with keeping their fingers off the trigger. And they didn't just walk around on public streets. They invaded the Capitol where the legislature was in session.
They spooked Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, and that was a kind of a lot more confrontational and a lot more scary than one young black man walking around the streets with an AR-15. And the left says, see, the Black Panthers were really for Second Amendment rights, but because the Black Panthers were for it, Ronald Reagan signed a bill banning open carry. Well, here you have a single solitary black man doing a protest in Maryland, and the governor signs a bill banning all kinds of Second Amendment rights, but that's different because it's a Democrat governor.
Oh. Well, I didn't know the rules, Dean. You got to keep me up on the rules. I don't know the rules.
They keep changing. The rules change to be, you know, essentially the rules are if you're on the left, you can do no wrong.
Oh.
And if you're on the right, everything you do is wrong.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
I mean, it's basically the rules of tyrants everywhere.
Right.
Rules? We don't need any rules for us, but there's plenty of rules for you. And, you know, fortunately, there were enough rules and we had enough activism that they were not willing to arrest Jaden or shoot him or throw him in jail. And so he has continued his protests, and I think he's doing a positive thing to preserve Second Amendment rights everywhere.
Okay. Well, that is some good stuff. Trying to be that one lone voice.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's got to be tough. I mean, I'm sure you probably were a pioneer in Arizona and everything else. And
in Arizona, we have pretty good laws, but it takes some gumption, I'll tell you.
Indeed.
And for Jaden to do it at 20 years old, I'm impressed. Maybe I'll get a chance to interview him someday if I can figure out a way to contact him. Okay. That would be interesting, I think.
Very good. That's an interesting little thing. And I mean, somebody, now it mentions maybe a sign. Somebody said something about a sign and a sling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't done a lot of this stuff myself. He doesn't have a sling on his AR. So I said, to make your protest better, get a sling and a sign. You know, a sign saying, protest.
Protest.
It could be even just protest Governor Moore or protest, the...
Let me get you to hang on. We're coming up on the break. This article is at amoland.com. Along with 2,200 plus others for Mr. Weingarten. That is a thing. And, it's waiting for you there. Waiting on you right now. Right this minute. We'll be right back. We're going to be back with Dean for another story. I'm sure we got something about last month, April 2023. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is reporting progress in the effort to reach a deal on raising the debt ceiling, but work requirements for social benefits programs remain a key sticking point. McCarthy accused Democrats of being out of step with ordinary Americans. There was a little panic at the White House during a ceremony to honor the national champion LSU women's basketball team. A player passed out while standing on the risers.
And there's a men's champs. Like I said, this is not the first time it's happened.
President Biden went on to praise the team for winning the title, saying they've been an inspiration to girls across the country. A woman is in serious condition after being bitten by a shark while snorkeling in Turks and Caicos. Authorities say a Connecticut woman and her friend were on a private snorkeling trip when she was bit. Authorities are trying to confirm the seriousness of the bite. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And normally I don't get into this too much, but I'm very interested in this because for the last almost 4 years, gun sales have been on the rise. Is that right?
Well, it's for 45 months straight, there have been more than a million guns sold every month. I mean, that's a huge amount of new guns
right
on the market. And I study this and I write about it. Once a month, I write a column for Amalan on what the numbers were for the National Instant Background Check System, which is run by the FBI. Now, I was very much against this system when it was initiated about 20-some years ago, 1996, I think it was. I thought it was definitely an infringement on the Second Amendment. The government had no right to require an instant background check on everybody before they could buy a gun. But the fact is, it's been implemented, and the numbers are tracked, and we won some battles about it. You know, they're not supposed to keep your information. They're supposed to get rid of it. How much of that is true, I don't know, but they're not supposed to do it. And we see how many guns are being sold across the nation. At least we get a good approximation because the numbers are not perfect. There are things that are reported as multiple sales. There are cases where things are reported as other, which is usually like a receiver being sold and not a whole gun. So you don't know from the receiver if it's a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun. You just know that there was a receiver sold.
Right.
And so there's other things like people in 25 states, if they have the right permit, like I have a concealed carry weapons permit in Arizona, and that permit allows me to purchase firearms from an FFL without having another national instant background check done. When I buy a gun in Arizona from my local friendly firearm dealer, it doesn't get counted in the NICS system because I already had a NICS check done years ago when I got the permit. and when I renewed it. So there are about 20 million plus. It's probably in the neighborhood of close to 25 million now people that have permits in the U.S. And a big chunk of those, I'm not sure if it's 20 million, but probably pretty close, are in states where if you've got permits and you go to buy a gun, you don't go through the next check. So that adds more uncertainty into the system. So what we have is the NICS system is showing that there's over a million guns a month for the last 45 months. And it's showing that we had something like 67, almost 68 million guns sold in that 45 months. So the minimum was more than a million. The maximum was over 2 million, and the total in that less than 4 years was 67 plus million guns. And that's, it's like we've created a whole new level. Before 2008, you would rarely get where you'd sell a million guns in a month. I think it happened a couple of times. But since 2008, it really shot up, and then in the last 45 months, it's just been consistent. So what has happened, in my opinion, is there have been a lot of new gun owners created. And those new gun owners, once they get one gun, they realize that one gun doesn't do everything you want for everything. You know, if you have a pistol for concealed carry, it's not all that good for shooting ducks.
Right.
And if you have a shotgun that shoots, you can shoot ducks with, it's not too bad for home defense. But, you know, a pistol or an AR has a lot of possibilities that the shotgun doesn't give you. And so people figure out that kind of like, I'm going to say, well, we'll choose golf, so I'm not a golfer. One club doesn't work for the whole course. So you find out that there are specialized firearms that you want, and even if you're going to concealed carry, I have, you know, more than one gun I use for concealed carry, depending on the circumstances. And so people figure out they need more guns, and the more people we have that are gun owners, the more people buy guns. There seems to be a ways to go before the market becomes saturated.
Right.
And I think the numbers mean that in the last, I'd say last 20 years, well, no, probably last 15, maybe even 12, we've just about doubled the number of guns in private hands in the United States.
So where would you put that number now? Because the number I keep seeing over and over again is the monolithic 100 million guns.
Oh, well, we passed that a long, long time ago. We have probably 100 million adult gun owners. But we probably have very close to half a billion guns, which would be an average of 5 guns per gun owner.
Right.
And that's not anything unusual. I mean, for one thing, guns have become relatively cheap. When you look at how many hours it takes to buy a very useful gun, I mean, you got that Kel-Tec P17 pistol, which is only $200, and you have several 22 rifles that if you look around on sale, you can get them for in the neighborhood of $100.
Sure.
I bought a few of them below $100, brand new, which is crazy, I think. What's it take? I mean, the minimum wage is now somewhere between, what, $7.50 and $20, depending on where you're at. I've heard that minimum wage has gotten really high in some places.
Yeah, minimum wage, you can buy some guns now.
Yeah. I mean, if you work, I mean, I don't think it even takes more than a couple days' work to buy a pretty good gun and ammunition. And we have these, what are the ones I've been thinking of? The Taurus G2s or whatever?
The G3, yeah.
The G3, I see specials on them all the time for under $300.
Well, I mean, the G3C, which is a little compact pistol. I have one of those. They're $249.
That's amazing.
It's not a bad little pistol either. I mean, it has second strike capability for a striker fired. It's a pretty good little gun.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to say, from my viewpoint, it's kind of a Glockish knockoff.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the Glock is an excellent design. It's worked extremely well. And everything I hear about these is they work extremely well. For $250 out the door when you're talking about most people make that in a couple days' work.
Right.
Maybe even one day's work.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
Indeed.
I mean, when you look back at colonial times, it took weeks to make a rifle. And that was with somebody, you know, had the right tools and worked hard at it and knew what they were doing. Now, there were people who were not rifle makers who made their own rifles. In fact, a very, very famous one, I think, is, it was Remington, one of the first Remingtons before he became a company, made his own rifle, and it turned out so well that everybody said they wanted more, so he started making more.
Hang on right there. Hang on, if you will. We're coming up on the last break. This article, of course, is at Amalant, like the other 2,200-plus others that Dean by himself has there waiting for you. All of them poignant. All of them, whenever they were written, they meant something then. They mean something today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last time on the firing line, and we're talking with Dean Weingarten, and we're going to finish up with the latest new guns and then move on to something very close to me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, what we see with these mixed numbers, and I've been writing about it for, you know, I do the column once a month for years. I've been doing it now. And sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge because they become similar. We break a new record, you know, pretty often, or we're the second or third highest months out of 20 some years. And what has happened over the last, I guess I'm saying 15 years, is we have added hundreds of millions of new guns into the private stock in the United States. But in contrast, we have the thing that happened over in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And it was scheduled for a couple weeks ago, Saturday, May 13th. And I mentioned it. I wrote a little article about it on AMLAND that it was, and it was unfortunately wasn't able to be published because they didn't put out word about it until just a couple days before. And we managed to get it published the morning that it happened. And I've seen some coverage that it did take place, and they did have a number of guns turned in. But when you're talking about police having people who don't want guns, turning them in to police, and maybe they collect 100 once a year, and you have hundreds of millions of new guns being sold, not surprisingly, these guns, they call them buybacks, but that's an Orwellian term. They obviously are not buybacks because you can't buy back something you never owned. So I call them gun turn-ins. And when you have these gun, quote, buybacks or turn-ins, it can't have any significant effect because you're talking about a drop out of an ocean. And what we see when we look at the dynamics of criminal use of guns is that it doesn't take a whole lot of guns for a lot of criminal use. And so when you have this ocean of civilian guns, I mean, close to 500 million privately owned guns in the U.S., and all the technology and all the know-how to make your own guns relatively easily. I mean, I made a bunch of inexpensive throwaway type muzzleloader guns that are for just a few dollars back 20, 30 years ago. It's proof of principle. And it's a lot easier today. So guns for criminal purposes are easy to come by. And if you've got 500, you don't need a lot. So if you've got 500 million available, you're dipping, you only need to get a bucket full out of an ocean. Well, if you reduce that ocean by a couple of drops, it's just not going to make a difference. There's no difference detectable. And there have been a whole bunch of academic studies looking at these events. And they all come up with the same conclusion. It doesn't make any difference. In fact, it can have bad effects. And one of the best studies, I mean, they did extensive work with lots of data. I talked to one of the authors when I wrote about it. And they came up with just a slightly positive correlation, statistically significant, of a bit more crime with guns after these buyback events happen. Now, why? There's lots of reasons you could think. That criminals might read the news too and say, oh, I know a bunch of people are turning in guns. It's a good time to go rob and do whatever. You know, some people turn in their guns so they don't have a gun to shoot us with. So that's a possibility. I don't know why the other possibilities could be that, somebody decided that these guns give them an idea that maybe it's worthwhile to commit a crime right now. Hard to know. Or maybe they got money from turning in a gun to somebody and they used that money to go to a drug deal that went bad. I don't know. But we do see in the studies there's that little bitty blip
right.
of more crime after one of these. And what we don't see, and this was from these studies and they're extensive statistical analysis they did, we don't see an increase in crime. There wasn't any increase in crime with guns after these. I mean, I'm saying this wrong. There wasn't any decrease with crime, and there was a bit of increase. Get it right. So they don't have a positive effect on reducing crime or suicide, and you actually have a slight increase in crime. Now, they didn't see a slight increase in suicide, so for whatever that's worth, it just didn't make much difference.
Right.
And all of this gun control stuff, I find it ludicrous that they mention suicide, because how does having a 10-round magazine versus a 30-round magazine prevent a suicide?
Okay.
You don't need one round.
So I don't know if you've noticed this or not, right? But in California, they have a 10-day waiting period.
Yeah.
To pick up a gun, if you buy a gun, then you got to wait for 10 days. And one of the reasons that you got to wait for 10 days is because you might commit suicide, right? You might be buying it to commit suicide.
Yeah.
However, in California, if you do want to commit suicide, you just call up the right agency and tell them you want military assistance in suicide, and they'll kill you in 2 days.
In 2 days? I didn't know that it was only 2 days.
Yeah, well, it used to be 10 days as well, but they changed that now. So it's okay to...
Yeah, on a rating line. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay to kill yourself now. You do not have to, you don't have to wait as long to kill yourself unless you're going to buy a gun. You might be lying right. to us. You might not be buying a gun to kill yourself. So we got to wait, make you wait for 10 days to let you cool off on that one.
You know, there are serious court challenges against the waiting period. And waiting periods are a fairly new thing.
Right.
There never was a waiting period before. And the first one that we can find was in California, I think in 1923. So that's outside the whole Bruin decision window of looking at historical events. So it's hard to see how a waiting period to buy a gun can be found to be constitutional under the Second Amendment.
Right.
I think that is going to go away. And with it, I think any permits required to purchase a gun are probably going to go away too. At least as long as we keep the Republic and, various leftist schemes to do away with the Supreme Court decisions they don't like, such as getting rid of conservative justices that rule that the Constitution actually means something, or packing the court with a bunch of new leftist, radical leftist justices so that they can get the decisions they want.
You know, next week when we talk, I'm going to throw a hypothetical at you. You've just stimulated one part of my brain, and I'm going to throw a hypothetical at you next week because I would like your input on it, because you're a very measured guy, and that's all I'm going to tell you about it, because we're coming up on, before we run out of time, you know. So that's coming next week. Are you going to still be in Texas next week?
I think so. But I'll be getting close to when I'd better be heading back to Arizona.
Gotcha. Well, in any event, this article, this Spartanburg article, this got published on, when did this get published? It got published May the 12th, before the event actually happened.
That's right. Just one day before it happened.
So,
and I saw that it did happen, and so, unfortunately, some very nice guns got turned in to be destroyed.
Yeah. Anyway. That I can't believe that happened here, but that was Spartanburg City. It was not Spartanburg County, so at least the jurisdictions are decent. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Dean Weingarten. Check his stuff out at amaland.com. I'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, you should concentrate on this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.